This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is the Totally Cool Tech Podcast, edition number 555, time out for Wednesday, June 27th, 2012. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here, where you will find member shows producing family-friendly and work-safe podcasts, and we're also part of the Blueberry.com podcast community, where podcasters and listeners all come together. Go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get your free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/totallycooltech. There are over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Windows Phone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And tonight I am powered by Mountain Dew Code Red. Yep, that's right. I found some here in beautiful Lemoore, California, of all places. And if you like playing Slugbug, I found a metric ton here in Lemoore. My boys like playing the Slugbug thing. You know that game where if you see a Volkswagen bug, you get to punch your partner that you're driving with? Well, my boys love playing that, and I got the ultimate one on them today. As I was going to get some gas coming back from my job site, I stopped at a gas station, and across the street, there was a used car sales area that had at least 20 to 25 used bugs. I mean, the guy must be using this for parts or something like that. I don't know. It was closed down for the day, but there was nothing but old Volkswagen bugs. Not the new sleek ones with the front, you know, the engine in the front. No, these are the old ones with the engine in the back. Tons of them. Tons of those things. And they also had a couple Karmann Ghias and a couple of the Volkswagen vans as well. So I took that, took a picture of that, sent it to them with the caption that says, you know, slug bug infinity, because I had so many of them in there. I stopped counting over around 20, but man, that was just so funny. All right. I'm calling tonight's episode, timeout, which if you know, 555, that's the integrated chip that, is a timer for, electronics. And, well, I kind of have not a timeout here really. Well, I guess I do. I had planned only having to be down here in Lemoore, for about 3 days. I worked down here for 3 days out of the week and back at one of my other projects for another two. Well, I have to have a meeting this week with one of the utility companies, AT&T, as a matter of fact. They're coming down to take a look at our site. They need to get us some special phone lines in there, actually data lines, for some project we're working on. And I have to attend that, and it's a little bit, you know, a little bit longer than I wanted to be down here, but so I extended my stay a little bit, so it's kind of like a timeout in one way. But anyway, all right. Hey, we got some really cool stuff for you tonight on Totally Cool Tech. Found some really interesting stuff, and I think you're really going to like this, because number one, the first one here, it's the P-Flip solar charger for iPhone. Okay, I don't usually do a lot of iPhone stuff. Well, yeah, I do, kind of. But I found this one because my company gave me a brand new iPhone 4S. And right now I've got this thing in a Griffin case, and it's a really tough, rubberized, shockproof, waterproof, dustproof case. And took it apart the other day, and it really is doing a great job on dust, because I go to work in a very dusty area. And I'm very happy with it. The company provided, so I didn't have to pay for it. I think it goes for about $25. But I found another one here. Because I'm doing a solar project, I thought this one was really cool. It's the Dexam DCA223-L P-Flip Foldable Solar Power for iPhone 3G, 3GS, 4, and the 4S. And this thing is pretty sweet. It comes with a case that has it's a dual flip. So it kind of looks like, you know, like your old flip phone. It does that. It goes ahead and it flips out to where you can have both. There's two parts to this thing. It kind of folds out like a, well, I guess you fold it out flat, but it also acts a little bit as a stand. So you slide your iPhone in to one, and then the back of that is one solar panel, and there's a part that flips around the front, covers up the face of your iPhone. There's another solar panel there. So when you kind of put it down, you open that up flat, and you go ahead and you solar charge your iPhone. You can get like 6 hours of talk time, 10 hours of video game time, and like 40 hours worth of music. Pretty darn sweet, I tell you what. And for $40, really not bad. I've got a link on here, and I have to tell you that, yes, it is an associate link. So if you go ahead and you click on that and you decide to buy, that will go ahead and give me a little bit of a profit here, because I actually will make a little bit of money on that. Not a lot, just a little bit. Doesn't cost you an extra dime. So that's pretty sweet. And I'm going to try and do some more of those as I find them. No, I'm not going to force them in there. But if I find something really cool and it happens to be on Amazon, yeah, I might just put a link in there for you. All right. What else do they have? Oh, yeah. Here's another one. If, you know, because I am in construction and having a not only a well-sealed phone case, but, you know, a protective one, because face it, you know, you're in construction, you tend to bump into things, you can drop a lot of things, things bump into you. And a cell phone is not exactly at home on a job site that isn't built to take it. And an iPhone without protection is just going to be dead in a week where I work. So I found this. If you like Kickstarter, this might be the case for you. It's from a studio called Minimal, and it's a Chicago-based design studio. And they came up with this thing called Taktik. It's spelled T-A-K-T-I-K. And this thing is really sweet. I like it because it's new age. It's high-tech looking. It uses a lot of anodized aluminum. Uses some silicone, different colors of the aluminized pieces. And because it's Kickstarter, if you decide to go ahead and help them out, and they've got another 24 days to go, and it looks like the project will be funded on Saturday, July 21st. All they were looking for was $150,000. They've got over $260,000. So there's 1,784 backers right now. And they've got a little ways to go. But this thing is uber cool. It is really slick. It even has the Allen screws that put this thing together. So this is not exactly one of your simple cases, but you can go ahead and modify this or customize it. That's the really cool thing, depending on what you contribute. There's different levels of contribution. If you do a $75 pledge, I mean, you can do less than that, but if you do a $75, you get a white Taktik iPhone 4 or 4S case. If you do $75, it's black as well. So you can get it black or white, depending on $75. $100, you get it with Gorilla Glass. And if you do $150, you get silver anodized aluminum Taktik plus Gorilla gas. Gorilla Glass. You don't want Gorilla Gas. That can be bad. And there's even a future proof. So, you know, the iPhone 5. We're all waiting to see what happens there. If you pledge $250, you get the future proof pack. You get a Taktik iPhone 4, 4S case plus a Taktik iPhone 5 case when the iPhone 5 comes out. Pretty darn sweet. And you can customize this thing. You can get a mix and match. You can have the rubberized or the silicone will be one color. You can have the aluminum casing another color. There's a little aluminum flip handle that comes out that so you can get to the earphone jack. There's just so much customization. You just got to check this out. And they even have a bike mount for this. This is pretty sweet. You need to check this out. If you love high-tech looking things, I mean, this looks really high-tech. This is what an iPhone 4 should look like. Yeah, that's super rugged and almost Star Trek, the next generation-ish. So, yeah, check that out. We'll have the link for you. I hope these guys do really, really good. I mean, you can do, you know, you can pledge whatever you want, really, but for certain levels, you get certain things, which is really cool. And, yeah. So, what else we got? Dun, dun, dun. Oh, yeah. What do you get when you take an OLED screen, an Arduino, some Legos, and a train, or a Lego train set, or something like that? Well, if you mash it up, you get this. Over at Adafruit Industries, they went and they took one of their Adafruit OLED breakout boards. It's a 16-bit color. It's like less than an inch with micro SD holder. And they took a couple of other things. They took some bricks, some Lego bricks. They took a little man, looks like not the train conductor, but the guy who works on the train platform. I guess that would be the conductor. I don't know. I forget. I don't take trains, so I can't remember. Anyway, they took a bunch of Lego bricks and they made a display, like a, you know, like the display you would find where your flight is going and all that. It's a display board showing all the different stops and all that, where the time is and if it's on time or it's late or whatever. And they used an Arduino, the Adafruit breakout board, and the Legos. And this was pretty darn cool. They have the whole project laid out for you. It's pretty darn simple. And if you already have the Arduino, just getting the board for the display is not too bad. And give you all the programming and all that for it. Pretty darn cool. Adafruit, they got some really good stuff over there. Man, I'm going to have to take and see if my boy wants to go ahead and do something like this. We've got our Arduino, but we don't have a display board. I think that would really get him even more into playing with that thing. All right. A little more Lego here before we go too far. And if you haven't seen Prometheus, and I haven't, the movie, it's the whole concept is it's the prequel to the Alien and Aliens series of films starring Sigourney Weaver. And if that didn't trip you out, this movie might. But that aside, if you've seen the spaceship, the Prometheus ship, it's a pretty cool looking ship. And a gentleman named Andrew Lee went ahead and took that spaceship and made it out of Legos. This is actually pretty darn cool. I think he did an excellent job getting it down. I've seen some other pieces that maybe he should have used on his ship. However, he did use quite a few really cool parts, and I think he got the gist of it down very, very well. And hats off to Mr. Lee. And if you love Legos and you like the movie Prometheus, you might want to take a look at this. I'm sure you could go ahead and figure out how he built it and go ahead and make one yourself. See if you can't make one better. I'm sure you can. It's not too big, not too many specialized parts, actually. Looks pretty cool. Might actually be fairly simple to do. That is just too cool. I love Legos. I love space movies. All right. Now, for you listeners of the Totally Cool Tech Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial. It gives you the opportunity to go ahead and check out their service. Now, Audible.com is the premier provider of digital audiobooks. Audible has over 100,000 titles to choose from in every genre, like thrillers, business, romance, comedy, sci-fi, and more. Audible titles play back on the iPhone, the Kindle, Android, the Windows Phone, and more than 500 devices for listening anytime, anywhere. Now, Currently, I'm reading, or, well, rather listening to, the Steve Jobs biography by Walter Isaacson and read by Dylan Baker. Now, I'm not much of a reader in, you know, of books. I can't do it. My ADHD gets into my way. And for me, I'm finding it's more enjoyable listening to it being read to me. It works out really well. I've gotten about 6 hours into this. The one I bought is the unabridged, which has got like 28 hours worth of reading going on. So I've got a lot of driving to do anyway. So I got a lot of time to kill. This is going to be great for me. So I'm going to be picking up some more books during my stint down here. So I can't wait to see what else I'm going to come up with. But if you become a member, you can get in right now on the $5 book sale that's going on until July 5th. So check that out. So if you want to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/totallycooltech, all one word there. And again, that's audibletrial.com/totallycooltech for your free audiobook. I highly recommend it. All right, let's get back to some tech. Now, you know Porsche. They make some of the best looking, if not some of the best driving automobiles out there. Well, what would it be like if they made a bike? A gentleman decided to draw up what he thought a concept Porsche bike would be. And the name is, and I'm sure I'm going to blow this here, is Bastian Koch, K-O-K. And he made a very, very nice looking race type bike where he made a body. So it's like a solid body for the bicycle frame itself. And there is the back set of forks that go back to where he used some, looks like he used aluminized tubing. And the front forks actually blend into the body. And the handlebars are inside the body itself. So the forks go up inside the body, and the handlebars actually are in the body as well. I can't do it justice talking about it, but I tell you what, you go ahead and check this out. I have the link for you there. It's over at Design Boom. You'll love it. Okay, over from Gadgets. I found, it's actually gadgets.com. Gadgets spelled with a J and a Z. This is another design piece. It's a concept, really. It's a new digital camera. And it looks to be actually pretty cool, pretty simple to use. It's kind of styled like some of the Canon A series cameras that I used to have, which I like because I have a larger hand. I've got a pretty big hand. And those cameras were kind of small. The nice thing about it is that they used AA batteries. So they had like this big bump and was able to grip them better. With, you know, one hand, I could hold it really, really well. Well, this design uses that kind of a concept to it where you're holding the camera, which you can actually hold left or right, upside or, you know, doesn't matter. You flip the camera. And it takes care of which way the image will be. So it kind of auto-rotates like it does on your iPhone or your Android phone when you rotate it. It's pretty darn cool that way. And it has a rubberized grip in part of the handle there. And it allows you, by just rotating this little dial that's actually built into the grip, and there's a dial on the top and the bottom, so if you flip it, you know, left hand, right hand, it doesn't matter. Allows you to do your zoom, which is really sweet. And the lens retracts into the body, kind of like some of those really thin ELF cameras. Those are really nice. So it does that. And the power button's on top of where the grip is. I guess the batteries have got to be in there somewhere. Probably take some sort of lithium battery. But I mean, like I said, this is a concept, but, it has a touch screen on the back, just like your iPhone. And that is really, really sweet. You can do all sorts of, commands right there with your thumb. You can change, you know, the different, ISOs, the your white balance, your flash, zoom, whether it's a macro, landscape, all that kind of stuff. And you can change from regular photo to a video mode. Pretty darn cool. Now, this is, you know, like I said, it's a concept, so it's not going to be, probably not going to be made, but would really be nice. Nice piece of design work, at least, if nothing more. So if you like that kind of stuff, check that out. I thought it was really pretty cool. And it does have an LED is built into the edge of the camera, which will go ahead and, you know, brighten up your shots. So pretty darn sweet. All right, now here's something from the minds at MIT. They have come up with a fuel cell that will work as a to power bio implants. This is really sweet. The fuel cell is described in the June 12th edition of the journal Plus One. And what it does is it strips electrons from glucose molecules to create a small electric current. The researchers fabricated the fuel cell on a silicon chip, allowing it to be integrated with other circuits that would be needed for such a device like a brain implant. The new twist to the MIT fuel cells described in the Plus One article is that it is fabricated from silicon using the same technology to make a semiconductor chips, but it has no biological components. It consists of a platinum catalyst that strips the electrons from the glucose, mimicking the way the body does that kind of stuff with their cellular enzymes that break down glucose and all that. So that's how they make their electricity. And the nice thing about platinum, it has a proven record of long-term biocompatibility within the human body. So far, the fuel cell can generate up to about a couple hundred microwatts, enough to power an ultra-low power and clinically useful neural implant. That will be interesting to see. Now, some of the things that they can use this for would, you know, definitely be for something to do with, you know, spinal cord injuries and things like that. Maybe they'll be able to use this to bypass the spinal cord injury and be able to get people to walk or move, or at least use some of the extremities to a greater or lesser degree. Now, you're going to have to read this because I can go into this a lot, but it's really technical, but pretty well done. It's over at The Next Big Future. And I thought that was pretty sweet because I love that kind of technology, that kind of medical technology mashup that might really help people out in the future. And, you know, unfortunately, if you've ever listened to the late night shows or the cable shows, you always see these commercials about, oh, hey, if you took this medication, it's going to cause this, and this. Well, they'll tell you that right up front. But then the next commercial will be the lawyer that's suing those companies because of what they, you know, what has happened with some of those products. Maybe this will be a little bit different. It's not a chemical or anything like that. It just goes in there. You know, it's an implant that is supposed to, it's supposed to help. Who knows? Maybe it'd be bad for you, but you know, it's got some good potential. At least I think better than a lot of the chemical based medicines and all that kind of stuff. So, but anyway, I think that's going to be it for tonight because it's getting late. I'm tired and I think I'm starting to ramble. And that doesn't make for a good show. But hopefully you've stuck around. I really do appreciate it. Hey, if you do like the show, please recommend this to somebody, a friend. Go on to iTunes. Give me a rating. I would really appreciate that. And if you want, you can find all the links from the show notes over on the show notes and my contact info at the website, totallycooltech.com. If you have any questions, comments, just go ahead and email me, Norbert@totallycooltech.com. And if you know some tech that we're not talking about, you think we ought to be talking about, let me know. Send it on in. Maybe you want to go ahead and do a little, you know, recording of yourself, audio recording. Keep it clean. I will actually play it. If you've ever heard Bruce Barr on our show, that's what he does. He makes a recording, sends it in to me, and I put it into the show. I love that. Now you can go ahead and email that in to norbert@totallycooltech.com, or you can call the Totally Cool Tech podcast listener line at area code 540-999-TECH. Go ahead and leave a little message. Only goes up to about 3 minutes, though. Keep it clean. We'll put it on the air. And you can go ahead, if you want, get with me on Twitter. Just look for TCT Podcast. I'm out on Google Plus. And we've got the Totally Cool Tech Google Plus page. And I'm on Facebook. There's a TCT Podcast fan page. All those links are over on the website, totallycooltech.com. And, yeah. Check out the show notes. It's all there. All right, everybody. That's it. I will see you next time.